The Pine Mountain Music Festival welcomes a new artistic director who is not at all unfamiliar with the Pine Mountain Music Festival itself. And I'm on the phone this morning with that individual, Donald Schleicher, who has been conducting PMMF orchestra and opera performances for years now, and now takes over Joshua Major's role as artistic director. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
First of all, I'd like to find out how long you've actually been a part of the Pine Mountain Music Festival.
Stan, I began in the summer of 1994, and I conducted until 2002. So what does that make? 9 summers. I did 14 opera productions and a number of symphony concerts.
So you are very familiar with the festival.
I do have some background with it, yes. Laura Deming, then artistic director, was the person that hired me. So I was there for the growth period at the outset of the festival.
Now, Joshua Major was the artistic director prior to your taking over. Did he have any words of advice or any direction to offer you as you took over?
Joshua was very helpful. We sat down for many hours, both in person and over the phone, and he's been very helpful in giving me the new lay of the land, so to speak, that it's changed in the interim, the 13 years or so, with new directions and such. He was very helpful.
You, of course, are back also conducting the Pine Mountain Music Festival Orchestra with this year's festival. Do you find yourself with still enough time to prepare and operate as the conductor, even though you have all these additional duties?
Well, that has been complicated, I won't lie to you, to do the extra duties and to be the conductor. But in a sense, I assigned myself to conduct, and of course one does that because it's far less expensive.
As you begin developing your stamp on the festival, do you have any particular ideas in mind for upcoming years for the festival as the artistic director?
I'm hoping that the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven is a motif for the future, that is to say the bringing together of people from all across the Upper Peninsula to participate in a project. So with the Ninth Symphony this summer, we've got approximately 60 chorus members put together brilliantly by Wayne Hamner, plus about 40 or 50 from the Dickinson County area put together by Crystal Hogan, and another 40 or 50 put together by Jared Anderson in the Keweenaw, and they'll all be singing together in the Beethoven Ninth Symphony. So you put that together with a symphony orchestra, and it really, I hope, brings the communities together nicely, and perhaps that will serve us in the future. And we'll be performing it 3 times, once in each city, Kingsford High School on July 16th, and there at Reynolds Recital Hall in Marquette on the 17th of July, and at the Rosé Center. And another thing that we did this year was we restarted the Honors Orchestra program. That is the baby, so to speak, that Laura and I started back in the 90s, whereby we're bringing outstanding high school students from across the country to come to the Upper Peninsula and be co-hosted by Michigan Tech. And there are 26 outstanding high school kids from across America that are coming to the UP this summer to participate in that same Beethoven performance that we mentioned.
And they're also putting on one of their own events. There's a chamber music evening that the Honors Orchestra students are performing in Houghton, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right, because the main focus for the Honors students is to get a chance to play side by side in a professional orchestra. But that's with the symphony concerts. That stated, we're giving them a chance to just showcase themselves as chamber musicians. So there will be 2 string quartets and 2 string quintets and a woodwind quintet and a brass trio and a percussionist all playing in that chamber setting on the Saturday afternoon, July 18th. That is at Portage Lake United Church in Yeah, and that's at 1 o'clock, and that's a free event.
Okay, very good. July 18th. I've been on the phone with Donald Schleicher, who is the new artistic director of the Pine Mountain Music Festival, who has been involved with the festival off and on for nearly 20 years, actually, and we would like to wish him the best here from Public Radio 90. Thank you very much for spending time with me this morning, Don.
It was my pleasure, Stan. Thank you.
And to get more information about this 25th annual Pine Mountain Music Festival, go to their website, pmmf.org, where you can get all the details about their upcoming concerts, background information on the artists, and to be able to purchase tickets online. Or you can call for ticket information at 877-PINE-999. For Public Radio 90, I'm Stan Wright.